Joseph, you too. Welcome to the Coffee Pod. My name is Chishi Z.
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
Woman vows to never date a man who isn't chivalrous. Again. No more wasting time, man. Let's get it.
It's like I finally had the moment where I was able to say, like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to walk away.
Let's hear it.
I've been dating this guy for, we're coming up on 3 months. And like on paper, like everyone says, on paper, he checks all the boxes. And the one box he didn't check was being chivalrous. This guy would not open doors for me. This guy did not walk me to my car. And I had conversations about it. And like, he was just still like reluctant, but he would be like, I hear you. But he also would just be reluctant to change this, like, it's a really small behavior. And like, when I sat and I thought more about it, I realized, like, obviously it's not about opening the doors.
It's not
about being thought of, cared for, and considered. And it was just, it's now glaringly obvious that I'm none of those things. I spent the night, we were up all night, we went and got breakfast. I only got 4 hours of sleep. I call him, tell him, hey, like, I'm only 15 minutes away from home, but I'm falling asleep. Like, can you just stay on the phone with me? And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I'm not gonna stay on the phone with you. Like, bye. Like, I'm like, wait, no, I said, I'm falling asleep at the wheel. He's like, well, if you're falling asleep, you shouldn't be driving. And I'm like, okay, I'm only 15 minutes away. If we could just stay on the phone and talk to me, like, I'd be good. And he's just like, I'm gonna go. And he hangs up. The morning before, like, there was another sign and we had gotten to an argument about it. And I, like, started crying because I realized, like, oh, my God, I like this man so much. It's hard to find people you really connect with, you really enjoy spending time with, that make you laugh, that you think highly of. It's just hard. It is so, dating is so hard.
What do you guys think so far, man? Comment down below. First initial reactions. I'm curious, man. What are your first initial reactions to the story? The one with her calling the guy she's dating and saying, hey, can you talk to me while we're driving? Let's listen.
Dating is so hard. See, you want to see the best in people and you want to give people chances. And it's like, if something is an issue for you, it's an issue. It doesn't matter if that person doesn't see it as a big deal. Like, if that's a problem for you, that's a problem for the both of you. And yeah, I just wish people luck, because it's like, it's really hard.
Truth eventually comes out, man. It is hard out here for these modern women. Being single and independent isn't as great as it sounds. But Chisha, how do you know she's... Let's keep watching. Relax. Keep watching. Give me a few more minutes. Let's keep watching.
It's hard to start over. It's hard getting to know people. It's hard sharing and being vulnerable with people and then for it to not work out. So, like,
you know what? It is hard. And I'm actually going to empathize with her on that one point. I think these are real tears. Dating isn't easy for anybody. And I mean, like, especially when you get to the point where you're making yourself vulnerable to people over and over again, and you have to break up with that person, walk away. It is difficult. It's not easy to entertain relationships. Relationships are difficult. They're hard.
I just want to acknowledge how hard it is. And like, just wishing people luck and to always use good judgment and to like really put yourself first.
All right, guys, here we go. So I watched this video and I thought to myself, you know what? These are the two things that came to mind. Number one, I've always said men should not be so quick to be chivalrous towards women. who haven't earned that treatment. There are guys out here who think no matter the woman, no matter how I'm treated, I will show up with flowers. I will open every door. Cool. You're welcome to do what you want. If you're going to ask me, I will tell you to make sure you're careful with the type of woman you give that type of treatment to and make sure she's earned it. But in this situation, I was confused. I said, you know, after dating a woman for 3 months, the only way you'd keep her around is if you're stringing her along, and men do this. Well, they shouldn't. I can't control what men do. And yes, there are men out here who string you on. I've done it. I'm guilty. Knowing damn well I don't like you that much because maybe that's just the space I'm in right then. Well, men are horrible. Women do it too, right? It's called the friend zone. Knowing what that person wants, I will use you for what I want. And I'm not talking about myself here. I'm moving it to this guy. Don't be mad at me.
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
So I was thinking about this situation. I was like, okay, so either one, this guy is an a-hole who just, it doesn't matter who you are. He's just not going to be chivalrous to you. Because I honestly believe for men who understand that a woman must earn good treatment, most guys, if they're going to date you for 3 months, they at least like spending time with you enough that they're going to start doing those chivalrous things that they know a woman enjoys. And so I was thinking it's either one, the guy's just an a-hole who doesn't care, or two, he doesn't really like her, stringing her along because there's something about this chick that he knew was a big, fat, red flag. Before you say, ah, Chisha, as usual, you just jump into conclusions. Yes, I looked at her other videos and found the proof, a video of hers that I reacted to like over 3 months ago. This chick is like one of those Cheesecake Factory chicks who got really upset in a prior video and talked about how a guy took her to Olive Garden. Oh no, chain restaurants. And thought she was too good for Olive Garden on a first date. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself.
Flashback.
Just got back from top 5 worst dates of my life.
Let's
and
hear it.
Yeah, I should have seen it coming.
Same,
first red flag.
Same chick.
He asked me if I wanted to go to Olive Garden. Yeah, I quickly curved that and suggested a place that wasn't Olive Garden. We go to food hall that I suggest. And I pick a different food stall than he picks. And he walks away when I stop to order my food. So basically, I have to pay for my own food.
1 week later.
In this video, she brags about upsetting everyone online. This was right after people expressed they thought she was ridiculous for turning down a date to Olive Garden. She went on to post this video of a random guy who took her to her favorite restaurant on the first date. This chick, just like the Cheesecake Factory lady, thought she was above a chain restaurant. Could this be the reason she may still be struggling with getting men to treat her well? So that was that video. Until this day, no one's told me what's wrong with Olive Garden. I think if you're getting Olive Garden, the Cheesecake Factory, on a first date from a man who doesn't even know your character yet, doesn't even know if he's going to enjoy having that meal with you, you're getting treated too nice.
Drink the coffee, it'll make you feel better.
Too nice. I'm not saying you shouldn't get treated that. I'm just saying you're treating that woman too nice. Do what you want. That's just my opinion. So this chick, you may say, well, that was a long time ago. I'm sure she's learned from her lesson. No. Yet more proof after going to go check her TikTok that same video is pinned to the top of her profile. Here's the photo. Pinned to the top of her profile, which lets me know that she's very proud of that video where she refused to go to Olive Garden. Still to this day, very proud of that behavior, which lets me know that she's a piece of work. He knew that. Enjoy the situation as it lasted. And I assure you, till this day, thinks she did nothing wrong in that situation, deserves better than Olive Garden, doesn't know why the guy wasn't chivalrous towards her, and Pavi still thinks he was the problem. As always, we're going to check out some of these comments. Let's see what the other people had to say. This first comment says, dating is hard, settling is harder. You've made the right choice. Better is coming. Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Somebody else here says, him not wanting to stay on the phone is less about chivalry and more about kindness. He didn't like you. I know that's hard to hear, but you deserve to be. I agree with this comment as far as like he didn't like you. He knew he didn't like you that much. So you tell me men will spend time with you just to get the cheeks and get the benefits of you being in their presence, but not really like you? Yes. Yes. Another comment here says, chivalry is a very important part of masculinity. If he's not compassionate enough to care about you, then he's not the one. I think after that Olive Garden / Cheesecake Factory type video, we need to be asking, what's wrong with the person in the mirror? Another person here says, oh, honey, he wouldn't stay on the phone with you for 15 minutes. You dodged a bullet, love, or he dodged a bullet. Here's somebody else who added, he didn't value you. ... It's okay to release him. Here's another woman who added, figuring out who a man is within 3 months is worth celebrating. Yeah, that is true. It could have been 3 years. Yeah. It's okay to accept the good times you have with people. What's interesting is she actually said she enjoyed everything else about that guy. I think there might have been some possibility of maybe working on herself and him and asking him, hey, why didn't you want to stay on the phone with me? I'm sure that would have led to a deeper conversation. But no, he's got to check every single freaking box. Another comment here says, this is beyond not being chivalrous. He sounds like not that great of a person, this commenter says. Guys, as always, I'm curious to know, what do you think of the turn of events of this situation story? I'm curious. Comment down below. I appreciate you checking out yet another episode of The Coffee Pod, man. Until next time, I'm out. Peace.